Michaela, thanks for joining us for the Silver City Report. You have news about the Silver City Museum starting an oral history project in an historic neighborhood in Silver City. What can you tell us about this new project?
So it's still in the very early stages, but they got funding from the town of Silver City to start doing an oral history research project on the Chihuahua Hill neighborhood, with, of course, the La Capilla at its center, the little church on top of the hill. So they're trying to get as many oral histories as possible. It's a historically Hispanic and Mexican-American populated area, and as a result of that, there's very little governmental records kept on the area, very little historical records kept on the area. In talking with the Silver City Museum director, Bart Rosali, he said that the only other historical record they had of the area was one that Susan Berry, another former Silver City Museum director, did a few years ago. And it was a more of an architectural history. So they targeted some of the houses down there and kind of talked about the families that built them, what the homes were used for. But nothing this large has ever been done in this area. So it'll be interesting to see what comes of that. They actually got a folklorist from up north in Albuquerque to come down and help gather the oral histories, because gathering oral histories is an art in of itself. They really want to get a feel for what this area is and stands for and what it means for Silver City.
How does the museum plan to complete this project during a pandemic?
So they're definitely working with some social distancing guidelines. I believe they're doing some of the interviews over the phone, but they're asking for the families to come and contact them, and of course wearing masks, doing interviews outside when possible, and just taking as many safety guidelines as they can.
Okay, now we're going to move on to news in a nearby community, Santa Clara. It's moving forward on a building project. What can you share with us?
So Santa Clara, the village trustees entered into a lease with the state in order to lease 7 different buildings at Fort Bayard. And at Fort Bayard, they had always wanted one of those buildings to be used for the Chiricahua Apache Nation. So building 25, half of that, they're going to try to enter into a sublease for the Chiricahua Apache Nation. Currently, the Chiricahua Apaches are not a recognized tribe, a federally recognized tribe. So this is kind of the first step in the right direction to get them that federal recognition. Also at Fort Bayard, the Chiricahua Apache Nation have announced before that they want to turn the old site of the Fort Bayard Hospital into powwow grounds and ceremonial grounds. And it could also be used for other community events. For the lease, it seems like instead of payment, they're just going to rehab the buildings. And then the other half of that building that they're going to be sharing with the Fort Bayard Historical Society. Currently, the Fort Bayard Historical Society is operating out of building number 26, which is the home of the Fort Bayard Museum. But they don't really have an office space to keep some of their records and to have kind of like a headquarters for that as well. So that building 26 is going to be subleased to both of them. And hopefully it'll bring some exciting changes to Fort Bayard.
Okay, Michaela, I want to thank you so much for updating us on that. Some interesting news that connects us with the past in that area of Silver City and Grant County. Michaela Grijalva is a reporter with the Silver City Daily Press. Thank you so much for joining us on the Silver City Report.
Absolutely. Thank you.